Good morning, everybody. We'll turn our attention to a new topic, a new siman in the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch. This is Kuf Tes Vav, particularly relevant for this year. What happens when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos? Some very, very important distinctions from a typical year. Erev Pesach Shechal Yos B'Shabbos Bo Kines HaChametz B'Lel Yud Gimel. So first of all, B'dikas HaChametz obviously does not occur on its usual night, the night of the 14th, but rather the night of the 13th. Meaning to say, the Hainu Balaila Hashayach Liyom Vav. So this would be the equivalent of, well, this would be Thursday night, in advance of Pesach. Still recite Kol Chamira. Remember, we spoke about this. The Kol Chamira that's recited after Bedikas Chametz takes stock of all those things that we have not found. So things that we're unaware of, things that we don't know about. That's not inclusive of food that obviously we do know about. We're going to continue eating Friday morning and throughout Erev Shabbos and obviously into Shabbos as well. Lecha Mishnah, Challah, and the like. So we're not including those things when we perform the bittel, but anything that we didn't find should from this point on be considered kafir da'ara, like the dust of the earth, just like all other years. And then on Friday, sorfo gamkin bismanchu sorfo b'chol erev Pesach, we maintain consistency with other years. The same time of day when we ordinarily perform bir chametz, we do the same on erev Pesach, despite the fact that this year, obviously, it still continues to be mutter for an entire extra day. All through Shabbos morning. You don't say Kol Chamir at that point because the Kol Chamir that you usually say after Bir Chametz says that anything, even things that I am aware of, are now batel. We don't want to say that because we're still planning on eating Chametz throughout Shabbos, at least throughout the early morning hours of Shabbos when we need to have our Seudah. Once we finished our Seudah Shnia, which we sometimes, whenever Rami's not around, refer to as Shabbos lunch, We would then recite Kol Chamira, and at that point we say that anything that might even still be in a position that we were aware of now becomes batal. One other quick point is, of course, the tainus. What about the fast for the Bechorim? HaBechorim is anin biyom hey. Ordinarily it's on Erev Shabbos, Erev Pesach is of course impossible because of Shabbos. Kevin Shenid Fayidcha, once we already say that it's pushed off beyond Shabbos, we don't institute a fast day on Erev Shabbos either. So instead it would be Thursday. Now the Kitzur writes, if you're really fasting, what does that mean? So that means that you're fasting all the way until nightfall. As soon as it's nightfall, you have to perform B'dikas Chametz then, on Thursday night. You're not supposed to sit down. You're not supposed to have a Seudah. That means that you're going to be fasting straight through B'dikas Chametz. So that's going to be very, very difficult, not unlike the Megillah. Right? That after Tainus Esther, you're really supposed to wait until you finish Megillas Esther to sit down and have any substantial food. But if you really can't get through it, then you can have something light, some light fare. So too here. Yachol l'dom ezadavar muat kodim habadika o yaseh shliach levdoper. You point somebody else to start checking for you and you're able to sit down and have something to eat. Obviously, our minhag is that we invite everybody to a siyum, which works out very, very well with the conclusion, of Pesachim in Daf Yomi this year. But that's the minhag. The minhag is that Bechorim instead come to the Siyam, and they're able to eat at the end of the Siyam because they've been invited to a Se'udas Mitzvah. We'll discuss some other distinctions between this year and other years coming up. Normal bracha al-bir chametz before B'dikas Chametz, yeah. Everyone have a wonderful day.